214. Jay's Treaty, 1794. Ever since 1783 there had been trouble with the British. They had not surrendered the posts on the Great Lakes, as the Treaty of 1783 required them to do. They had oppressed American commerce. The American states also had broken the treaty by making laws to prevent the collection of debts due to British subjects by American citizens. The Congress of the Confederation had been too weak to compel either the British government or the American states to obey the treaty. But the new government was strong enough to make treaties respected at home and abroad. Washington sent Chief Justice John Jay to London to negotiate a new treaty. He found the British government very hard to deal with. At last he made a treaty, but there were many things in it which were not favorable to the United States. For instance, it provided that cotton should not be exported from the United States, and that American commerce with British West Indies should be greatly restricted. 215. Ratification of Jay's Treaty, 1795. After a long discussion, the Senate voted to ratify the treaty without these two clauses. In the House of Representatives, there was a fierce debate, for although the House has nothing to do with ratifying treaties, it has a great deal to do with voting money, and money was needed to carry out this treaty. At last, the House voted the necessary money. The British surrendered the posts on the Great Lakes, and the debts due to British subjects were paid. Many people were very angry with Jay and with Washington for making this treaty. Stuffed figures of Jay were hanged, and Washington was attacked in the papers as if he had been a common pickpocket, to use his own words.